many of us are trying to lose weight these days, and I came across an article today suggesting that Mel Gibson, the Hollywood actor, has lost 14 kilos in 8 weeks. And like many Aussie blokes, he was, upset about the fact that he couldn't shift it until he met up with my next guest, Samantha Jackson. She's a health coach. Sam, good to speak to you.
Hello. Great to speak to you too, Stephen.
I've got about 8 spare truck tyres that I need to get rid of. Probably not going to happen in 8 weeks, though.
No, it is a bit of a process, and it does take a bit of hard work, and yeah, let's be reasonable, shall we?
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about Mel's experience. Firstly, how did you come to be Mel's, well, I'm not going to say personal trainer, because you did this in a fairly unique fashion, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So I'm his health coach, and so I met him really inadvertently. My husband and I and some friends were having some dinner at a hotel in Sydney, and he came and sat on his own at the table next to us. We struck up a conversation, and so he moved over to our table. And then through the course of the evening, he complained about his dad bod and that he couldn't shift it. And I said, well, I can get rid of that for you. And then he said, what are you, some sort of nutritionist? And I said, yeah, actually, I am. And it just went from there. So we did everything over text message and FaceTime.
So let me ask the important question. What was he actually eating for dinner that night?
Caesar salad and pizza like the rest of us. I'll put my hand up to that one.
Okay, so I guess the first lesson was, don't eat that.
Yeah, this is not a good example of what we should be doing. Yeah, no. The salad without the dressing, go for it. But yeah, the rest was a bit naughty.
Okay, so what was the core of the message and the coaching sessions that you had with him?
Well, he wasn't actually eating enough. So I actually had him eating a little more. So he was just sticking to one main meal a day and then just kind of snacking. So his blood sugar was dropping and rising and dropping and rising, and that actually causes your body to store fat. So okay. First things first, level out the blood sugar. So I got him eating smaller, regular meals, and it turned out he ate more food than what he was used to over the course of that 24-hour period, just regularly.
Were there particular foods that you encouraged him to cut out?
More around that processed and refined foods, and we all know we shouldn't eat that, you know, the flour-based foods and, you know, the potato chips and things like that. So all the stuff that we really love, that's the sometimes food category. So yep. More into whole grains and lean proteins and vegetable carbohydrates, things like that.
Sam, tell me, now most of the time people would say, look, you know, I can't afford a personal trainer or a nutritionist or a health coach or I don't have time to go and see one. Your relationship with Mel sort of really puts paid to the fact that there are other options.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So it's really being smart about how you fuel your body. We all put premium fuel in our car, but we don't tend to look after our bodies the same way. So just find something that works for you. So if running isn't for you, try yoga. Or if you don't like that, do walking. Or go to the gym. Or do something. Just get off the couch and move.
So, yeah, make sure you're eating. So smaller meals throughout the day to regulate your blood sugar. Stay away from the processed stuff and move rather than don't.
Exactly. Got it in three.
It's right a fairly there. Simple message, isn't it? Why do so many of us have so much trouble with that?
Because it's not comfortable all the time, and there's things that we'd rather be doing and rather be eating and rather be drinking. So it's not always fun to stay on the straight and narrow and go for a run or for a walk or to the gym rather than catch up with something on the telly that you might like to watch. But let's face it, we're human beings. We love comfort.
Yeah, no two ways about that. Okay, so how's Mel going now? Has he still got more to go?
No, he's at a place now where we're just focusing on building muscle. He's got his six pack and he's got the gun show going on. So yeah, he's looking really good and feeling good too. So it's just a continuous improvement from there.
All right, well there you go. If Mel can do it, all of us can. Sam, good to speak to you this evening.
You too, Steve. Thanks so much.
That's Samantha Jackson. She's a health coach. Well, there you go. I mean, it's not that hard. If Mel Gibson can do it, really any of us can.